You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, you on the Sunny Side. Welcome. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. You're listening to Nigeria Info. All right, it's 33 minutes past 12 p.m. It's Open Thought Tuesday, and this works this way. I want to think you already know what we're talking about on a Tuesday. Yeah. Open Thought, and so usually Tuesdays we're assigned to cultural issues and maybe when necessary or if applicable, social cultural issues. All right, and today, as you'd expect, I'd like to begin with our divorce series. I think politics can wait. We have every other day, and then there are other shows assigned to political conversations that appear to not be as progressive as humans are. Okay, with that stated, today on the show, Open Thought Tuesday, and our marriage series, I am wondering, now this is very tricky because it would take someone who has interrogated who they are, where they come from, where they are, and where they're going to pretty much have answer to today's question. But I'm going to ask nonetheless, and I'm not going to be disappointed with the answers I get. But I think that the answers that we find today can tell us two things. One, it can tell us to do differently when it comes to information and human judgment. And secondly, I think it would ask us to not be afraid, to ensure that we're not afraid. Because maybe what happens when we act out of fear or urgency is that we could make a mistake. Now, there's no guarantee that you would make a mistake, but you could make a mistake, one that could be regrettable or one that you're forced to live with and you're not going to like. All right. So on our divorce series today, I'm asking whether you are in a relationship or in a marriage or maybe even divorced. Are you with someone whom you think is not up to your standard? Hold on. So now, I think when we use the phrase not up to my standard, it depends on who you ask. People kind of mean different things. But I know that many of you have thought about it, and maybe you even live that reality right now, and you're with someone whom whenever you look at them, or maybe there's something about them that reminds you that you married beneath your class, whether it's mental, social, economic, spiritual. Well, many of you don't necessarily rank spirituality, so I don't know, but it's certainly, it's worth its space in the conversation. Yeah, do you look at this person whom you're dating, married to, or probably divorced, and you say, nah, Now, you know, it's almost different from this is not my type. This is not my type is different. This person is beneath me is the conversation. Like, you look at them and there's something about them that says, you settled. I'm hoping to listen today. But even more interestingly, I'm hoping that we can discuss what people mean when they say, oh, I settled for less. I went for someone who was... I think when people put it this way, when people say not up to my standard, it's almost insulting. But if I would disregard the undertone of maybe insult, then I think, yeah, let's put it out that way. Let's say, yeah, someone whom you think is not up to your standard. But remember, today on the show, you're going to have to state that standard and then help us compare what it is about that person that falls beneath you, beneath your standard, beneath your quality, beneath your pedigree. Yeah. Divorce series this afternoon. Promises to be interesting as usual. And then at 2:15, I have a recorded program that will take us to 2:30. And at 2:30, we have another pre-recorded program, His Story, which I know you've come to love, that will take us to 3 p.m. It means that we have all that time to talk about this issue. And I think the older ones give the younger ones something to look forward to. Or maybe if the younger ones are daring enough, they've been able to chart their own cause and have found things things out for themselves, made mistakes, and learned quickly. All right, I know you get it. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. With that said, it brings us to 38 minutes past 12. I think you all are deserving of musical dedication. Now, this is a brilliant piece of work. It is a song performed by a wife and a husband, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. So I like duets. I'm not even sure what exactly about it I love, but I just know when two people sing, there's just something obviously powerful about it. I don't know if it's the spirit. I don't know if it's the chemistry. I don't know if it's the physics of human energy. I don't know what it is, but there's just something about two people singing together. And so somewhere in my subconscious, if you asked me, so what kind of songs would you like to listen to? I would have to list duets. I mean, I would say classical music, and I would say, I think I like jazz a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But then, of course, I'd say soul, urban contemporary. Yeah, I love conscious music, but then I think I would have to list duets somewhere in there. Well, here is a dedication, a special dedication from me to you. Well, actually, from everything breathing in the studio to you. Here is Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw. Hold on a second. Nothing is going to interrupt this moment of sheer bliss and musical heaven.
I want to smoke that cigarette.
Oh, no, wait. Someone isn't getting the plan. I said, Faith Hill. Yes, and they're still married. Are they divorced? Hold on a second. Just wait. Someone is asking, Joyce, please, you really have to do us all a favor and send us your musical list. Let me even help you with this choice, which I think you think I should give to you. I think you should spend some time with silence and then listen to music and then find out what has meaning. Remember, art must have meaning. If art has no meaning, then is it really art? And I think what has happened to art is the commercialization of this particular divine. Oh, I think this is humans' way of tapping into the divine. And so if art is attempting to string you along into a heaven unknown, my assumption is that it must have meaning. It's the least it can give to you. So if that be your standard formula, then you shouldn't get lost along the way. No, I don't think you would be lost along the way. So finally, we have it on cue, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. You don't say that that's not near heaven. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, married 27 years. Yes, they're still married. And it's reported that their marriage is as successful as their singing careers. Okay, yeah. That's a beautiful song. And I think maybe the added layer of luster would be that it's a husband and wife that sing together. Just, okay. Well, to those who are in love, I greet you in heaven's language. There's nothing more to say to you. Now, the rest of you, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday. Okay, let's begin. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So, yeah, people who are in unions where they have come to the realization. Now, some people actually come to a realization. Others think. And there might be some sensibility to your thinking. Something that you can clearly point out. Something you can show to someone. So, once again, the conversation or the topic is, you're in a relationship with someone. We're in a relationship with someone. You're dating someone. And you, honest to God, know it. That this person is beneath you. And maybe sometimes you even have a difficulty telling them because you think it's a hard thing to say. Some others have even said it. They've made music out of it. They've said it. Maybe the one who is beneath is finding the courage to leave, or maybe have accepted fate. I'm not even sure, but let's talk. on Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome. Hello. Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. You're on The Sunny Side. Good afternoon. My name's Joyce. It's good to have you here.
Hello.
Hello. It's good to have you.
Hello.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. That would be appreciated. I can hear you. I lost you. 01465-7190. That number is for the ladies, and I would love for the ladies to call in and tell what they have come to experience, what they think that they're experiencing, and where necessary, how they dealt with it. My name's Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. The sun has risen for sure. Hello. Welcome. I can't hear you. If you can hear me, please call back. Sorry, I lost you. Make it back. Nigeria Info. Sorry. Well, sorry about that. Try again. Someone says, hello, Joyce. You like collaborations because you feel the synchronization of the voices, I guess. Someone says, Joyce, this is your topic. Oh, come on. It's a reality. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Nigeria Info.
It is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. Sunny Side.
Yes, Sunny Side. What's your name?
My name is Iguna.
Oh, sure. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, okay. I think, in my opinion, it's an open mic Tuesday. I think I can hear my opinion.
Look, I'm lost. But just before you send me all the way far into town, I have a topic. Do you understand the topic?
Yeah, I understand the topic.
Okay, are you going to speak on the topic?
Yeah, I'm going to speak on the topic, yeah.
Can we get to it?
Okay, I think it's just a personal thing. It has to do with individual. If I feel that the person I'm courting, the person I'm going out with, is below my standard, so it's led to me to either stay or just walk away from the person.
That's not the answer to the question. The question is, have you been in that situation?
Definitely. I've been in this situation
before.
Can we
talk about the situation and not just make it a generic thing?
Okay, I think I had this girl back in school. We have some similarities and we have some, several differences. So most of the things that she does are things that I actually detest.
Like,
so along the line, I started talking to her about them, but she wasn't yielding. So what I did was that I started to keep a little distance from her, and I just made her like a normal mutual friend.
Yeah, but if
so,
you detest
most of the time,
me,
she would come to me and say things like, "You are not being romantic at all," or something like that. I would say no. It's not like I'm not being romantic, but just that you are finding it hard to understand my person. And I really understand your person. So I've come to realize that probably we are not made to be together.
Is that what she did for which you categorized her as being not up to your standard?
Yeah, that's actually what I did.
What school
did
you go to?
I didn't get you.
What school did you go to?
Yaba Tech.
So, your girl says you're not being romantic, and then you conclude that she is not up to your standard.
No, she is actually the one telling me that I'm not being romantic, not me telling her that she's not being romantic.
Yeah, I get it. I heard you the first time, and then you say to her, well, you pretty much just put all of that expectance into the conclusion that this is... Yaba Tech, is this your student? So, your girlfriend has an expectation of you. Because that's at least one that you have mentioned. And somehow you just say she's not up to your standard. Ah. Okay. Welcome to Revelation Tuesday. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. How are you? I'm a little confused here. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Ike, first-time caller.
Welcome, first-time caller. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I'm calling from Ogun State.
Fantastic. Good to have you here.
Yeah. In my own opinion, love is a beautiful thing. Especially when you find the right person. I have this girl that I've been dating when I was in Lagos, but now I'm in Ogun State. We dated for 7 years. Through that 7 years, nothing worked out for us. Just like we going back and forth, and like I found out that maybe she's not ready to marry yet, and I'm ready to marry. And then I don't know what to do. Then one night, around midnight, I sit down and I off the lights, I lock the windows and the doors in my quiet place, and I pray to God. I ask God to give me the right woman that is ready and that will love me for who I am. And one thing told me to go to my Facebook. I just opened my Facebook and I just searched for a name. It was Rika. And many names just pop up. And I sent friend request to 5 people. Out of that 5 people, only one person replied me. And we started chatting. That was last year, November. So, after 3 months, and I found out that she just said that she loved me. She was in Enugu. And me, I was in Ogun State. So, from November to December, we started talking and chatting, and everything came smoothly. And I went to visit her in Enugu. And she liked me, and I like her. Then, January, February, I went to see her parents. Then, March, to April, we did the introduction. Now we are married. And we have a beautiful girl.
I was asking a question about someone who made you feel beneath them. You're not speaking on that. So I think you don't get it. I think you didn't get me at all. But thank you very much for your success story. I'm glad to have heard it. Thank you for sharing. All right, Lagos, Nigeria. I'm asking a rather specific question. Those who have been or are in a relationship where someone makes them feel that they're not up to their standard, or the reverse, they're told that they're beneath the standard. So let's talk about that when we return. Don't go anywhere. We're back, the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday. And yes, the topic is, have you been in a relationship, were in a relationship, or in a relationship with someone who thinks you less than they are? Are you managing it, dealing with it? Have you dealt with it? Let's talk. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, speak up for me. Tell me your name. You can
Hello,
go
good ahead. Afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Be here for my papa.
Thank you.
Joy.
Yeah.
So speaking to you, your daughter.
What?
I'm not getting to that situation.
Okay.
That would be the situation I will end up being.
What?
Because the person right now that I am in love with, like, this person, like, really, this is what I really want. In my own reality, is that he's above me. If I put a percentage on me, it's like 70 to 70 above.
She's not in your league. She's...
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
But sometimes, getting into that relationship right now, starting that relationship, I always find asking myself one question.
Guys, speak quickly. I have a news update up at the hour.
Yes. I just ask myself a question that getting into this position is way beyond me. But can I really cope with it? Ah.
Okay. Do you have an answer?
So, my answer is that if you cannot cope with her, you will not love her. And the only way you can cope with her is finding that soft spot in her to keep her going. Mm. That is the only way you can only cope with her. So I realized that, okay, that would be a lot of cheering and a lot of attention and faithfulness. This would do the magic.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you, and good luck. Like, fingers crossed for you, and good luck to you.
So that is just what I just realized.
To you.
I just think it's fine. Let's face our discourse. How is it?
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Lagos, Nigeria, we're off on a break to bring to you the update. Top of the hour, 1 o'clock, this side of heaven. We'll be right back, and the conversation continues on the other side of one. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We're back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 6 minutes past 1 p.m. My name's Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday, and... Okay, so we're discussing what would be a reality for a handful of people, one that they've been forced to contend with, endure, confront, challenge, upset, change. Yes, if you have been, are, or maybe are looking forward to be in a relationship like that. Yeah. The question is, do you think you're with someone who's beneath your standard? Beneath your pedigree, and as such, I don't know how that even influences relationships. So if you have any first-hand experience, then that would be good. Now, the last caller isn't exactly in that relationship yet. He's saying that he has some affection for a lady that's outside his league, but I guess he's a man of faith and trying to exercise courage. He wants to believe that he will approach this lady and it would go well. So fingers crossed for him and wishing him well. I have some messages here on WhatsApp. You can send me a WhatsApp message 08095975805. Welcome, my name's Joyce, and if you're dealing with this, yes, on Nigeria Info. This afternoon, let's talk. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Dayo.
Welcome, Dayo. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Aja.
Good to have you.
Okay, I want to talk about my experience.
Please, you should.
About a girl which I did. Mm-hmm. That was in 2015, 2016. Mm-hmm. From my experience, what I had is that we had conflict in terms of understanding. In terms of education, she was... we're up to my standard, but in terms of understanding, when we have a conversation, she wasn't up to my standard.
Hold on a second. And in terms of, pardon me, in terms of education, you both were at par.
Yeah, she okay. was up to my standard.
Okay.
But talking about understanding, when having a conversation, mm-hmm. she was way, way back, and most of the time we had conflict.
Okay.
Like, I'll be struggling to try to understand her, what she meant, because if I said this, she will say that. So I found out that we are not on the same boat.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this kind of person, I don't think we can go into a serious relationship. And I have to drop out.
Oh, okay. Have you found someone else who... Okay. Go ahead.
Because most of the time, when we need to plan something, she will not be able to really come up with a good plan. And another thing, which I also found out, is that I love an analytical lady. A lady that's able to analyze something and give detailed reasons about things.
That sounds like why.
So she wasn't that kind of person. She was this kind of person that she just want to live. She just want to do something. Anything that comes up to her brain, she just want to do it. She doesn't sit down to think, to analyze, and to ask herself reasons.
Yeah, to understand stuff. Okay.
So she was not this really kind of person
introspective.
Heart glance and...
So have you found really someone who you think fits your expectation or checks your boxes?
You said?
Have you found someone who checks your boxes? Oh, come on. So, it takes you forever to respond to me. Have you found another person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it better? Is this better for you?
Yeah, it's better. Although she wasn't up to, in terms of education, she wasn't up to my standard, but in terms of understanding and analytics, she was way, way better. And I love her. That was because of that.
Oh.
Because of the understanding. I was able to work with her. Whatsoever I put forward, she was able to sit down and look ahead, think ahead, and plan everything, even without me giving her further instruction about it.
Successful experience. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. You get it?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
By me,
the volume of that thing, please.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. I'm with you. Welcome. What's your name?
So sorry about that. I was struggling with my radio to turn off the volume.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor.
Good to have you.
Yeah. I had the experience of what you are just thinking about. In 2016, 2017, I was actually looking for a very good relationship that would translate into marriage, which I eventually found, and we were going on. But the girl in question wasn't actually what I expected. Are you with me?
I am.
So, we always used to engage ourselves in issues. Most times when I put up a conversation, actually, we graduated from the same school, but not of the same met. We weren't met. I graduated far away time before her.
So, 2 years before her?
Yes.
Okay.
While we met, I was feeling like, yes, I've actually gotten the kind of person, because all my life I said, if I want to marry, I want to marry someone who is actually educated. It's not about the degree, but someone who can actually display some amount of wisdom and intelligence for knowledge.
So what happened?
But along the line, I realized that what I felt wasn't actually what I was getting. If most times I brought up issues and we discussed, she will begin to see it from the angle that I was too domineering, that I always want to display intelligence, that I always want to display wisdom. Most times she will say, you like speaking grammar and all that. So along the line, I realized that there were things she was doing that really translate into making me believe that she was putting up challenges. This girl slapped me for like 3 times, which I, for one day, didn't respond. But it was the last one she slapped me that I told myself that nothing on earth. I eventually told my friends that the girl I told you people I wanted to marry used to slap me. So everybody was like, Victor, as huge as you are, so a woman can slap you and you won't do anything. I said, no, the essence of power is not what you can use it for. It's all about the ability to translate your power into what you can achieve positively. It's not all about beating a woman and all that. So these actions, one day I sat her down and I tried to ask her questions. The last time she slapped me that I shedded tears, she knew that ordinarily I would use one hand to lift her and smash her head on the floor. But she didn't see me do that. So she came to me and asked me, why is it that you don't want to put up violence for violence whenever I try to confront you? I said, display of such power doesn't mean anything to me, because if I want to show you that I have a muscular power, one day you would want to do anything to finish me. So there's no need of trying to show off power for power as a muzzle for muzzle. At the end of the day, I realized that all I tried to do wasn't actually going the direction I expected. In fact, she was displaying the characteristics of an uneducated person, someone who never went to school. Are you with me, Joyce?
Yes, I am.
So, along the line, the last time I received that beating or that slap, I told myself that would be the end. But in the meantime that I was having something to cool off my head, I was still busy looking for a woman that I know that will measure up to my IQ, the level of my standard. When you talk of contributing to a discussion or conversation that will make you know that you are with somebody, not when you try to put up a conversation. Somebody will begin to say that you are displaying intelligence and wisdom and all that. In fact, she told me that, Victor, to be honest with you, you are too far away from sorry about that.
Yeah.
You are too far away from what I can cope. I can't cope with you. That was when we had a discussion that, can we move on like this? Because I told myself that I will not beat a woman that I'm married to. But the way you are taking it, I can't tell people that my wife is beating me, but I've already told them that you are beating me. That means any day I marry you, it means I am digging my grave. So at that, we had a discussion. We had to part ways. So while we part ways, I found the woman I'm married to now, Joyce. I got everything I expected in terms of intelligence.
You.
Most times when we discuss, when we just like friends, when we display understanding, I see the essence of somebody going for what he or she wants. As in, the woman I'm married to now is the other version of me. As in, I use my second version to save her number. She is all that I needed in a woman. So that's my story. Thank you so very much
for calling. I appreciate it. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you very much. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
This is Adeshawa from Ikorodu.
Go ahead.
Well, my own story is that, since I left God, I left my ex out of the domestic violence. I've gone out with like two men. Now, those two men, it wasn't consummated because at the end of the day, I found out that I'm not a good listener. I do more of talking than listening. And I'm always like doting on them. You know, I want to just know what is wrong with you. Anything, what happened today? In fact, I think the first guy was like, he told me to my face that, do you know you are choking? You choke a lot. So I think that was what this.
First of all, can I even just appreciate you for observing your own flaws and trying to deal with them? Because many times in your unions, the problem is the person with the flaw is not going to admit that they have a flaw. They never apologize. They never change. So you're in hell praying for heaven to come. Well, that was a good one. Sorry, I lost you. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday. And the question is, have you been or in a situation where someone has told you or you sense that someone is not up to your standard? Yeah. And I know that happens a lot. I just want people to admit it and let's talk about it. On Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side, good afternoon. Hello. Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Hello?
Hello.
Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon. The volume, please.
Yes.
Welcome, good afternoon to you.
Please, can I remain anonymous?
That would help if you have hot gist for me.
Because by the time I come up with the story, the person I'm talking about will know,
okay.
And I don't want to embarrass her in any way.
Okay, sure. It's all right. Go ahead, please. Real quick.
That happens as far back as 2008. She was my manager. In short, I was a security guard in the office there. Well, I woke up to her, told her my mind, and in a way, we agreed. Despite that, there's a big gap between myself and her. But I thought maybe we could work it out. But few months into the relationship, I discovered that I was more or less like a house boy to her.
Oh.
And so I had no option than to face her and tell her that this is not what I expected. Even though I saw the differences, I saw the gap between us, but I thought it's something we could work out. And at the end of the day, I had to quit. But thank goodness, the one I found later in life happens to be the type that was able to accommodate me. And by today, things are still okay with us.
Good for you.
That is my little story.
Thank you very much for your story. I do appreciate. First of all, boy, you got nuts for going to the manager to say, look, I like you. And, yo, dude. Okay. You know what? Oh, okay. I don't know why you would do that, but you did. Okay. I have a message here. Hello, Joyce. I'm a graduate, while my husband is not. But I love him despite that. We got married after a few years. It's been like I am so empty mentally and spiritually. He is not even mature to handle life. He's not even mature to handle life with. To be realistic, it's very draining if one is not prepared for it. Your graduate is not. You loved him, you married him. And now you feel empty, mentally and spiritually. That is a conversation in itself. So, one is forced to imply that your union with him drains you so much that you can practically feel your own emptiness. Now, I don't know that it would actually be because he is totally uneducated. Because if you heard one caller that called in earlier on, he said his first girl was the same. Educationally, they were at par, but she lacked reason and judgment and intuition and sensitivity. But he met another person, and I can't remember if they are of the same educational level. But this other person is a lot. No, he did say that the second person or the later person he met is not necessarily of the same educational level as he is, but has knowledge or is willing, is curious enough to inspect and interrogate issues. So certainly it's not that he is uneducated as the issue. It's like it's something else. Welcome to Open Thoughts Tuesday. My name's Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. That thing, it's not pleasant.
Good afternoon. Can I remain anonymous?
Okay, if you've got gist, sure.
For me, it was because we were just two stakeholders. Uh-huh. Understand? But it was always like, because I'm exposed, I'm enlightened more than my qualification.
Oh.
Unlike him. So it was always like he has this thing he calls me, Obasabi.
Oh, those type of people. Yeah, they're intimidated by you.
That's why you always calls me.
Yeah.
And you feel, you know, you talk. I'm choking him. And like, because he said I was like watching every move to complain. He was always like, hey, you know too much. And because you're exposed. But I said, I'm not, look at me and you on the same level, same qualification. But he always complained because the ITT. So I got tired, and when I left, this same treatment I was giving him, I'm watching his every move. When I got home, I found out that my mom too. I now realized that really I was really doing this act, because whenever he takes something, I doesn't keep it to that position I kept it. I feel bad.
Oh, you are thorough. You are thorough.
I was like,
you're
why
very
did you
thorough.
Keep
yeah,
and I like, come back. So I was acting like his mom, and like, and I was talking to him like his mom, and like, he was like always feeling
yeah,
like,
I get that.
You know,
so, did you break up the relationship?
Yes, I did. It was even a marriage.
Okay, so and I then did. What happened after you broke off the relationship? Do you feel you have a problem?
I left.
Yeah, do you feel you have a problem, particularly not the knowing
yeah,
too
I
knew, much?
I realized that what I was dishing out to him, my mom is doing the same thing.
Oh.
Because now I'm at home, I was like, every little thing I do, she talks. I now realize what he was feeling.
Oh, then, there you go.
Everything I do, he didn't keep this thing, why did you keep it? I now realize that what I was dishing out to him, the same thing my mom is doing, and I now see myself in his position while he was always complaining and calling me ITC.
Wow, that took you a long time to realize. Oh, so
calling me over Sabi housewife, you know?
No, no, no. But no, the over Sabi one, I think, is different from you being thorough or being finicky, where, you know, things have to be a certain type of way. It's almost OCD in a way. My father has that thing. My father has it. He leaves the remote. If it moves, he knows. It's like very weird, but he's a thorough guy. He's a clean guy, and he likes things a certain type of way. But that's different from the you nagging over something that you could well off ignore. And I think that's really where the issue was.
He was always complaining that I like to impose my own opinion over him.
Okay.
You understand? I want things to be done my own way.
Okay, no, that's not too fine. So, are you trying to fix that? Have you fixed it? Are you fixing
it? I'm working on it. I'm working on it now. I am.
You better work on it, because now you know that there's a problem, and you wouldn't even want to do that to you.
I've learned my mistake.
Well,
I've learned my mistake.
I'm happy for
you. I'm working on it.
Okay, good luck. And I
hope not to take it to the next level.
I hope not. I hope not. Thank you. Thank you. And good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Yes.
Well, you guys have been wonderful today. Like, I've just had people readily admit their own flaws. It's not often you get people to admit that, okay, you know what? I was the problem. I'm off on a break, by the way. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday. The conversation continues shortly. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's good to have you join us this afternoon. If you have just tuned in, welcome to a very interesting conversation. I'm trying to find out whether you have been or are in a situation where someone thinks you less than they are. I have a message here. I want to quickly read it. Welcome to the show. It's Nigeria Info 99.3, and my name is Joyce. You're on the Sunny Side. So, this message holds some gist. He said, so how about those partners that feel like you are above them and they are the ones beneath you? Because I once dated a girl that at every argument, the slightest argument and confrontation, she states that she knows I'm smarter than her and there is no need to talk or argue with me. And she ends it with, you never listen to me. Okay. And honestly, that always irritated me, because every of those time, all I really wanted to hear was what she had to say. So sometimes I think it's the other way around, the Sunny Side. You have a very solid point. Now, what you have failed to tell me is how you dealt with it. Now, a person can feel insecure. Now, it is the responsibility of the one who is secure to help the other person feel secure. It can be quite irritating, but if they're willing to adapt, do you say, well, here are some things to help you find security and help you find footing, not just in this relationship, in life? So if you can, you let me in whether that was a possibility in your own relationship. Other than that, well, thank you very much for your message. There's a message here. He says, my name is Elvis from Ekpe. I think I'm currently in this kind of situation or relationship because my girlfriend has SSCE certificate compared to me BSc other professional certificates. Elvis, what does this mean in hell? It doesn't mean anything. She has SSCE, you have BSc. Uh-huh. So in your view, does that put her beneath you? Because you have to remember, Elvis, that this thing that you think puts you on any kind of standard can be acquired. In fact, it's probably going to take less for her to acquire, because if she knows what she wants and she knows how to get it, if it took you maybe 8 years to get all your degrees, maybe she just knows what she wants and go gets it. It might take her 4. It might take her 5. Even if it takes her 8 years, this is not the best barometer to estimate whether a person is beneath you. It's not the best, because there's not much. There's no substance. There's not a lot of substance to it. I feel that there are other things that are higher than this. So, you know, you can have all of this and she still be smarter. Like, she has native intelligence. I've met people who are educated, but they're profoundly ignorant. The education is useless. And you've probably met those kinds of people. So, nah. You don't have a problem. I just hope you don't create one. Hello, I have a message here. You're from China? Are you from China? Good afternoon, Joyce. Have been with a lady who is not up to my standard in everything. Educationally, spiritually, sexually. Even I'm fine and tall and fit more than her. You're joking. You have to be completely joking. I'm going to read your first three sentences. Good day, Joyce. Have been with a lady who's not up to my standard in everything. Educationally, spiritually, sexually. That sexual one, how do you measure it? That spirit, okay, yeah, I think I can understand if you have more spiritual awareness and consciousness than she does. But how? What's your barometer for measuring sexual excellence? Is it how many people you've slept with? Is it your street credibility? Like, how do you... Sometimes the way people rate themselves, I think that they overestimate themselves. How do you rate sexual excellence? How do you do that? Okay, you know what? I don't know. And this is me just being naive. Help me out. It's either the number of people you slept with or what the girls say about you on the streets. Now, that's some bad record you have, if that's really what you're leaving me with. But I'll wait for you to tell me. I'll wait just out of sheer curiosity. You say you're fine and tall and fit more than her. That is not something of your own making. That was something that you were made into. So you can't brag about something you didn't achieve for yourself. So you see, I'm 5'2". There's no girl standing 6'6" that has anything on me. Well, I've not met any. Now you can be like, oh, Joyce is short. This is God's best architectural design. I haven't met anything better. So you can't be like, well, Joyce is 5'2", I'm 6'2". What does that mean anywhere? It don't mean anything, even in hell. So how are you, guy? Oh, so wait, you're finer? My dad is like maybe 5'8 or 5'9". He's not such a tall guy, but my dad is very good looking. My dad is it. When I was a child, I used to admire my dad. I thought my dad was the most handsome man I ever saw. But he's not tall. Oh, goodness. Generally, she's not my level. Yeah, if these things you've listed are your level, okay. Goodness. But you say you've been married 10 years and you have children. To be honest, it's not easy living with this type of a woman. And I get it, but maybe what we need to adjust here is the way you see it. So you see, sexual performance, for example, is something you can indoctrinate someone into what you think are the things that you like or things that you already know. So there are some things I wouldn't know that you would know. And maybe the reason you know it is because you watch pornography and I don't. Or maybe you have conquered many fields and I haven't. Or maybe I have and you haven't. And that cannot be any kind of yardstick. Like, what kind of society would you want to live in where everybody is sleeping with everybody else? Okay. But I think you can teach her some of the things you think you want her to know. And then maybe it's now her prerogative to have interest in them. But not that you're going to dismiss her, because spirituality can be earned. You see, these are not issues. The real issue is you meet someone who is arrogant, who is ignorant, and then brag about it. You meet someone who can't think, is not conscious, is not intuitive. You have someone who has more arrogance than they have common sense. Like, those are issues. These ones are not issues now. But God, you've done a good job living with her 10 God-given years. So if there's anything I'm going to say from here, I think you can adjust the way you look at her. And education, is she stupid? Hey, if she's stupid, that's a different thing, because there are educated people who are bloody stupid. She might be uneducated, but not stupid. Okay. Open Thought Tuesday. Ha ha. Welcome to the show. 0700-993-993-993-993-01465-7190. Uh-oh, she hates kissing. And some that I can't mention here. Oh, brother, you're in a bad situation. Okay, Nigeria Info, have you been told that you are less off in the union of two Or are you the one who feels that you are less of compared to the one you're in a relationship with? Hello.
Hello, Auntie Joy.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Tell me your name. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, I was and I'm the one who just wrote, read my message now on WhatsApp.
Are you the guy?
Yeah.
What kind of problem?
Like I said, I've been with the lady for over 10 years.
Oh.
We have two children, like two kids.
Yeah.
Well, so far, so good. Actually, it's because of my, you know, I impregnated your son when I was very young. So I had no idea about life then. But because I didn't want to do any abortion and should understand, so I welcomed the baby. Then from there we started living as you understand, like a husband and wife. Then we had another one, but I've been just trying to like find way to love her, but I discovered that it's so difficult every day of my life.
That's
like,
the problem. That you don't love her. Yeah.
And she knows, even for me to even take her out, it's very difficult for me to take her out. And I'm not really comfortable, but what should I do? Nobody to take care of my children. You understand? And actually, even spiritually, like I said, if I go to the church, or they'll be telling me this is that is not allowed me going off. But still yet, I'm having a pity for her because I don't know. She's a lady. She doesn't want to lose me. And I'm thinking, if somebody do this to my daughter, how will I feel? So that's the only point that's keeping me and her together so far. So it's like a very, very big problem to me. So when I heard this topic, I was like, it's me personally you are talking to because I don't even know how to go about it. When I see my children, I'm so happy. But if I see her, it's very difficult for me. Like, yeah, even my mom, she never likes her. Even my family, none of them. It's only me. Every of my family, they refuse to welcome her.
Yeah, but you see,
most of the children.
You don't love her, and you shouldn't be living with someone whom you don't love, particularly when you are so sure about the fact that you don't love her. But you can care for her and the children. You can be set. What does she mean she doesn't want to lose you? Of course she doesn't want to lose you. But if you feel like the union isn't working, then you shouldn't be there. You can cater for her and the children. You can do that if you can afford to.
Well, maybe... Because I don't know, though. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, getting married to another lady, but then maybe I can take care of both of them. So that's what I'm thinking of for now, I think.
Can you afford taking care of two wives and two children and yourself?
that is another problem.
Yeah, but don't look at this guy. Don't create another problem. You can separate from this one and try to figure your life out, not marrying another wife.
And but my own problem is I don't even know how to tell her that I want to separate. That's my worry. Because, like, I've tried several times, and the way she'll be feeling, I'm just, like, if somebody do this to my daughter, I will not be comfortable. That's just my problem.
Yeah, okay,
because
so you are afraid. Yeah, you're afraid to hurt her, but you are hurting.
Yeah,
you're not.
Exactly, but me,
are
I'm
you
hurting
happy
myself.
With her? Are you happy with her?
Not really, but I'm just trying to keep myself happy always, but... I think when you are not up, like when you are with somebody that is not up to your standard, there's some feeling that you'll be having personally. You are
have
just
you?
Like that. Like I said, even like something I love to do with a girl. I'm not the kind of guy that go out with different girls. I like to do whatever I want to do with only one girl instead of going around. But there's something, even on bed, she reviews me of doing that, like she's not comfortable with it and all that. So there's a lot of way that we are not even compatible at all.
You have two choices. You're either going to stick with her and stick with everything she is, or you're going to find the courage to tell her and then you move on. Like, those are your only two choices. Now, if you don't have the courage to tell her, then you're left with staying with her and everything that she has to offer, and you can't complain.
Yeah, even because of her now, my mom, she refused coming to my house because of her. So this is a very big challenge to me.
Well, decide what you're going to do with it.
All right, thank you.
Sure. The guy wants to marry another wife. Can you imagine where his mind went to? Ah, dear. The Sunny Side. Hello, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's good to have you.
Hello, Joyce. Good evening. Good afternoon, sorry.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you. Welcome here. Tell me your name.
I'm just laughing, Gary. My name is Azu.
Welcome.
I just want to advise the other guys. If you try, that guy go poison you.
Which girl now? The guy who...
The wife, yes. You want to tell her you don't want her after two children. You just put a tap at your friend's IT, poison you.
No, don't frighten him. I mean, if he's willing to...
I'm telling you the truth. It has happened to a friend of mine, you. So just keep...
Just the fact, because it happened to your friend doesn't mean it's going to happen to him. Okay. And you can't live in fear.
That's just my only two advice, you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Can you imagine advice? What kind of advice is that? You want him to just live eternally in fear? Isn't that crazier? Welcome to the show. Lagos, Nigeria, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. If you have just tuned in, we're into this topic where it might have been your experience once before. Have you been made to feel less than someone you were in a relationship with, or is that even your current reality? My name's Joyce. It's Open Thoughts Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
Please, can I remain anonymous?
Okay, sure. Yes, you can.
Hello?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Speak quickly for me. Speak quickly. I don't have
talking
time.
Talking about relationship.
Okay, stay put.
My
stop pressing.
My phone is very awful.
Okay, speak quickly for me. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. My advice to every woman is don't get into marriage because of pressure. Mine was as a result of pressure of a young lady then. I went into marriage and today I'm regretting it. The kind of person I'm married to, not the kind of person I desire. I've been putting in my best to see that the marriage works. But it's not working. Imagine someone that would put the house in order, you come back and throw your shirt one side and your shoe one side. You try to put it in order. It will bring a problem. Why do you remove my shoe here? Why do you remove my clothes here? Honestly, my advice to every woman is don't marry because of pressure. If what I've learned today, I know it's there. I wouldn't have gone into it.
Did he make you feel less than he was? Did he make you feel like you were nothing?
You said?
Did he make you feel less than he was?
Did he make me what?
Feel less than he was.
I'm telling you.
I lost you? I think I did. Oh, I apologize. Your line isn't clear. It doesn't quite appear I can hear you clearly. I do apologize. If you can call back, I'll appreciate it. Please, thank you. Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
First time caller.
Welcome, first time caller. Thank you. Go ahead.
My name is Maiden.
Don't mind them.
The guy that spoke before the second caller.
Uh-huh.
Before the woman that said the woman did not love the woman. He wants to marry another wife. When the lady had the first child for him, he did not love her. The second child, he did not love her. And now he's planning, he don't know what to do. He's just trying to kill himself because women outside there, you cannot useless the woman and dump her. So if the woman should know that he wants to leave him, he wants to leave her, I'm sorry for him, because the woman can go to extreme end to finish his life. That is my submission.
Oh dear, what a submission. Oof. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
What a submission. Hi, welcome. It's good to have you. What's your name?
I'm Chumoke from Ogun State. Please, I want to talk about the other man that called about.
No. He's not the gist. Please, we want to talk about people who are being through something. That man is not the gist. He's not marrying someone else. It was a random thought. All right? Let's not talk about that, please. All right? 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Oof. all the ladies now have something to say about the one guy that they heard who wants to marry a second wife. You're on the Sunny Side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Tell me your name. You can go ahead.
This is Joseph.
Okay.
From Shomolun.
Thank you for calling.
God bless you. In life, we make different kind of things. When I was in, like, 2005, 2006, there is a man I was trying to this thing. Two of us, we are together going to a relationship. But this man was telling me that because I'm not too much educated as he was, he was not feeling well with me, that maybe he wants to go to marriage or anything. Along the line, he dropped me, and I move on my life. Now, I'm enjoying where I am with another man. If somebody says he does not like me the way I was, does not make me to weigh myself down. I have to push off a little bit and move on with my life. And at the end of the day, when I move up, I see a better man that understands me better than the person. And I realize that maybe because if I marry this person, I may not even have joy in my heart. But the person I'm married to today appreciates me the way I am.
Oh.
He is working in a company. Me, I'm a business person. He was not telling me that, why would I doing business when he was so educated? I was telling him that I love fun doing business. Not that I won't go to school, I went to school. But because I like business. And my mother training in a way to move on with business. Personally, I also have fun in business. So you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, he doesn't please with it, and he dropped me, and I move on with my life. I don't allow that to weigh me down.
Oh,
to say, because he has done this thing to me,
yeah.
I have to stop my life there. You understand?
Yeah,
even this education we are talking about, I still went to school. It's not maybe I'm illiterate.
Oh.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not illiterate. I just like doing business. Even I was shattered in accounting.
Oh, okay.
So, it doesn't say because, you know, there are some men that what they want is too much. Their ego, they carry on their head. It's just too much that you cannot just understand them.
You can't help.
But at the end of the day, I married somebody that understands me. We move on with life together. Even there's no way in marriage that we don't have one different way or the other that we say, this is what I like, this is what you like. But at the end of the day, we match up together and we move on in life. And I have kids now.
Nice.
My children is almost even getting to marriage.
Wow.
So where I was, I'm enjoying my life. If any man says to you that does not like the way you are, does not stop you not to move on with your life. Or any woman says you does not like you the way you are, does not stop you to not move on with your life. I move on and I enjoy my life.
All right. God bless you. Thank you very much for calling. Well, that was a story with a good ending, right? The Sunny Side, Open Thoughts, Tuesday on Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. If you have just tuned in, well, of course, it's good to have you here. Yeah, I have a message here. Presently, Joyce, my girlfriend is a doctor in the UK, and she keeps telling me I have to double my hustle. Well, I'm an Uber driver in the city of Lagos, and I told her, you know how Nigeria economy is. But I'm always open to new opportunities. Educational-wise, she's up there. But I don't even see that because I love her. She keeps ringing it in my hearing, so I told her to come out straight with me if you don't want me. But she always ignored the aspect. Also, she told me I don't construct my English well. Good Lord. Okay. You too. Buy Brighter Grammar. Do they still sell that thing? Okay, you add, to me, I have moved on, but we still exchange messages. She told me I should come to Nigeria this month. Huh? She told me I should come to Nigeria this month. I thought you said you were in Nigeria and she's in the UK. I would love us to enjoy our present. So I told her, if that's what you want. Guy, wait, your last paragraph is confusing. To me, I have moved on, but we still exchange messages. She told me if I should come to Nigeria this month, I will love us to enjoy our present. You mean, but she wants you to have sex with her, or both of you want to have sex? Okay, good. So I told her, No wahala. Some of you, your lives are just good for, they're just good television. If you're not making money, just look at your life. Find out whether there's a story you can, you know. There's a story you can tell and it can be televised. Some of you have a very interesting story. So here, I think this brother has no, I like that you're not taking it too seriously. Yeah, and you can't blame her. Now she's in the UK where everything is a certain type way. And maybe her influences have now, you know, become rather obvious. And so she likes you, but she expects you to be a certain type of way. She wants you to be the man. It might not even be a bad thing. She wants you to be the man she can go out in public with, something like that. But given that she's coming to Nigeria soon, I wish you too well. But you say you've moved on. You're cheating now, or you've broken off the relationship. This is exhausting. I'm off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere.
Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Welcome. If you have just tuned in, goodness, you've been missing. But I hope there's much you can still catch from what's left of the time we have assigned to this conversation. I have a message here from a gentleman. He says, King from Enugu. Good afternoon, Lady Joyce. My wife is 6 years older than me. She's way out of my league, studied abroad, had a master's degree in L.A., We are very happy with our three kids. It was just last December when she turned 40, my family found out. She's an employer of labor, and while I work for a firm, a lot of people are so misled. It all has to do with transparency and observation. Always listen to your partner's gist, no matter how dumb. Fear will have your head on a platter. Love your program. This is King from Enugu. A round of applause. For, guy, you can never ever say God has done nothing for you. and I'm really happy to hear your gist, and it's very encouraging, particularly to those who might be in a similar situation. And good luck to the rest of your life with her. And then the rest of us, it's about 2 p.m. on the clock. I have to be off on a break. Ivana's here to give us the headlines. And then on the other side of 2, for another 15 minutes, we'll be able to have this conversation. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Mm-hmm. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Wonderful people. Hold on. The Sunny Side. It is 2 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. Welcome if you have just tuned in. We have 15 more minutes for this to be an actual conversation today on the show. Hello. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead. Tell us your name.
Okay, from Ghana.
Great.
Okay, what I'm thinking that I'm having that it's not possible, not to have it all in terms of any aspect, you have somebody that is cured with any aspect. But for me, what's more important is that I have an aspect that, you know, must be skilled together in terms of IQ, maybe physical aspects.
Yeah.
So other aspects you're talking about, education, the economy, my mom is totally, you know, at the same level, but when I'm talking about in terms of being able to live in together, in terms of, because it has been determining how you can carry yourself along together and communication and all that. But it's not possible to have it all in terms of any aspect, in terms of reason, spirituality, and maybe a social appearance. But to have this talk, I'm not thinking it can be possible. But the most important thing is that we are both willing to be able to, you know, match up.
Thank you.
And I said that we need to be able to match up together. But I'm not having this talk. I want to have someone that
thank you very much, Liki. Thank you. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. It's good to have you here. Welcome to the show. Are you with me? If you're not, check in. Again, hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Sorry, I lost your maker back. So have you been made to feel less? Or are you the one who feels less, given that you think that the one you're in a relationship with is more? Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello, can you hear me? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. If you would please call back. A prerequisite? Hold on a second. You say, anonymous from Lekki, hello, Joyce. There's what we call love language. Many people fall in love without having the knowledge of their partner's love language. There must be a prerequisite criteria for a lasting relationship between opposite gender. Love language as a prerequisite. Now, here is the thing. If you are in love, I don't know that there is a subcategory called a love language, because except we think love to be anything less than absolute surrender, and love is a love itself is a language. There isn't another language outside of love. So look, love language is a social construct. By the time you begin to pick it apart, you see that it is something else that they mean. And maybe that's a conversation for the lords of logic, but I think I see your point. But I'm even saying that love itself is a language. And there, I don't know of any other language that exists as a, with a subgroup or as a subgroup inside of love. I mean, love itself is language. Oh dear, the Sunny Side. Here, it's good to have you here. It's good to have you. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you. Tell us your name.
Yeah, I'm Joel and I'm calling from Lekki.
Fantastic. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I really do not know that there could be a kind of communication touch on your relationship until I had to get into one, and that was around 2021, last 2 years. So this lady to say was more exposed to me in terms of education and things she has actually come in contact with in the past. But I was even thinking that she wasn't my type because she had everything more than me apart from finance. But when I came close to her and we began the journey, I realized that there wasn't any communication. And what I suffered more in the relationship was the fact that there wasn't communication. Like, for instance, there would be something like a discussion on the ground, like on the table, and I would be bringing suggestions on how we could navigate to get a good result about it. And she would take me far back. And the whole thing was stressing me. I would try to be calm, talk things to get right every now and then. And after today's conversation, by tomorrow when we say, okay, let's start from where we stopped yesterday.
Yeah.
I had to start explaining from where, you know, she'll be like, oh, I've forgotten everything. I'll be like, really? Yeah. How do you pass exams? How do you cook this? I'm telling you the truth. Like me, there was this inferiority complex at first from my own side. Like, I wasn't a match for her. She wasn't my type, or she was a bit higher than me.
Yeah.
But when I got close to her, oh my God, I had to start like all over. Like, I'm teaching a kid. I had to start teaching a kid all over. Mm. And I was like, God, how am I going to continue this thing? It continued like for almost 2 years. I think I had to let her go last year because, January this year, because I had to let her know my mind. I said, I can't continue in a relationship where I had to be explaining things over and over and over. See, when people say work on yourself, it is very, very important. Because anybody that would say, take me the way I am, that is why we have school. That is why we have education. That is why we have moral and lessons and all of that. If you are not ready to improve and you are waiting for someone that will take you the way you are, you may miss the kind of person that is actually your match in the first place.
Right.
And you'll be settling for less, thinking that the person you are settling with is actually taking you for who you are.
Right.
So it really weighed me down. So I had to just call it a quit. I was thinking I was the one that is not a match, but at the end of the day, it turned out to be that she wasn't my type. She was too, like, the reasoning faculty was not there. The IQ was too low. It's not like I'm making jests anyway. It's even paining me as I'm talking.
I feel like you've learned so much from this one relationship. You'll do well in your next relationship. And I wish you well. I wish you all the good that there can be.
Thank,
thank you very much for calling. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemuwa, on Instagram. A lovely conversation we've had this afternoon. And I am loving the feedback. And one thing that adds color to the conversation is all the aspects of the human stories that we hear. And depending on which human you hear speak, there's a different angle they're coming from. Hello, you're on Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Yep. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Can you hear me? I doubt it. If you can make it back, that'd be great. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side.
Hello.
Yes, I'm with you. Good afternoon. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon, man.
Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Well, I want to remember anonymous.
Okay, real quick. Go ahead.
Joy, I don't know whether I should say that I'm the bigger problem of my own existence.
For real? Well, first of all, it's a good start to realize that you are a problem. So let's establish that. Go ahead real quick.
I think my own is that when I wanted to get married, my mother insisted that the lady in court, the lady I got married to now, shouldn't get married to her. My family, they were against it. Even on the day we are going for, you know, marriage rites, we all planned to go there. But on that first few days, all of them deserted the whole, deserted me. I was just all alone. And I went out to look for any traffic entirely. And when I came back home, I narrated the whole story to her, thinking that that thing will make her to change.
Mm.
But when she finally enters into my family, she became something else entirely. She doesn't want to see any of my family members. The worst part of it is that something I hate in my life, dirtiness, she started, you know, showcasing that kind of habit.
Yeah, but did she ever look down on you? So I'm centered on this particular aspect of relationship this afternoon. Did she look down on you, or you just had a problem with cohabiting with her?
She does. Each time I see her, she doesn't even have any regard for me. Even at the moment, my family, there's been pressure on me to settle down with another woman somewhere else because of my life. To the extent she will go to all these white churches, white garment churches, and be doing all these fetish stuff. In fact, if not for the place I'm working now, I don't think I'll be alive speaking with you now.
I mean, that's a man who didn't die. I'm so happy you're alive. So how is your marriage with her? Are you still married to her? Are you separated?
I'm planning that because I'm sick and tired of it.
And find the courage, and I wish you well.
God bless you.
Oh, and bless you. Thank you very much for calling me. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Open Thoughts Tuesday. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Yes. Welcome.
This is Larry.
Welcome, Larry.
From Okota, yes, thanks.
Good to have you.
Oh, I have already said my name. I wanted to remain anonymous.
Yeah, is your girlfriend listening?
Said already.
Okay.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, on the matter on ground today, I've really been enjoying the program, Joy. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to be the man I have grown up to be. Some years ago, I met a friend of mine way back the primary school, you know.
Ooh.
And there was a kind of chemical something that, you know, triggered. And I just love her. I remember then we're in school, primary school, and then I remember we're always competing in class. You know, when I get the first today, she gets the second tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So one way or the other, but I believe that was not the reason. I just like her person, very disciplined and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up to study geophysics,
mm-hmm.
and I was running my second degree, so I got to meet her, and then I discovered she had grown to be a medical doctor,
mm-hmm.
and like. But that was not what attracted her, just like I've been. So we got talking, and on one of those days, she invited me to her place, and then I noticed something.
Oh, good. You see, hold on, wait. Look, I hate that time would not allow me hear this story. Okay. I have to be off on a break, and I don't think I'll be coming back with enough time to hear all of your tales.
Okay, but what do you want me to do?
I would love for you to please call me back next week. Let's make this conversation. I'm so sorry. Like, I have a recorded program. And it's okay, a few seconds away. Sincere apologies. And I'm so sorry, but I want you to know I'm looking out for your story, okay?
All right.
Please, I'm sorry.
Would you guys still be on the same topic next week?
Oh, yeah, believe me, I'm bringing it back because I have messages here and people are still calling me.
It's okay, Joyce. You're really doing a great work.
Bless you. Thank you.
And I hope I'll be able to get through.
You will.
Sincerely, for like 2 hours, I've been trying to get through.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right then.
You will.
Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you. I sincerely do apologize, but the time has come for me to go off on a break. Thank you all for your contributions and commentary. Next, Rally Academy for the next 15 minutes. And after that, his story on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. You don't want to be anywhere else. We'll be right back.